So the big question is this. How do entrepreneurial salespeople like us, who have traditionally sold alone and used gut and intuition to hit their number, take their innate talents and begin selling using science, technology, and the secrets of thousands who have done it before to crush their quota and change the world? That is the question, and this podcast provides the answer. Hey everybody, welcome to the Sales Secrets Podcast. Today I want to address something that I saw on LinkedIn. I thought it was an interesting question. Let's dive right in. Don McLean from Proposify asked a question on LinkedIn that I think we got to discuss it. It's a tough one. He asked how reps are finding the best phone numbers to call when prospecting. Look, all the people who don't believe in the phone can probably stop listening right now. For the rest of us who live in reality, you might want to keep reading. So here's the deal. There is no easy answer, but there are a few things you might want to try to make sure you get direct dial phone numbers right. Number one is going to be third-party vendors. The truth of this is you've got to test third-party vendors like crazy and test them out as much as you can. I'm a big fan of discover.org/ZoomInfo. We've had a lot of success with them. But look, a lot of vendors out there, most of them are crappy. Sadly, you probably won't know if they're good until you actually test them out. I wouldn't expect 100% success rate. Lower that expectation. Truthfully, I wouldn't even expect a 50% success rate, but you have to test them out. Number two, suck it up and use the headquarter phone number. Now, you can usually get a headquarter phone number for a company you're targeting. You're normally going to do this by going to the website or one of your list vendors. Now, the key here is being creative. When you land on a switchboard operator, and we're actually coming out with a study where we actually interviewed hundreds of gatekeepers to see what they want you to do, but a little bit more on this later, but I think you need to be creative with them. Number three is social media. I don't believe that 50% of people have direct dial phone numbers on LinkedIn. I'd love to see that stat if anybody has one, but people do have their contact information on different social channels. So I do think it's worth checking. As I mentioned, don't probably stop at LinkedIn Sales Nav. You might want to check some other things like Facebook, see if it's mentioned or see if they responded to someone on Twitter to take a conversation offline and maybe the phone number actually came up. Number four is using the InsideSales.com sales engagement tool. Here is the holy grail, and it's how InsideSales.com is going to solve this problem. Have you guys ever used Waze before? Now, Waze gets you to your destination with real-time help from other drivers. What if we could do that in sales? Well, we can. InsideSales.com gets you accurate phone numbers with real-time help from other sellers. So if a rep from company ABC calls a number and has a meaningful conversation, the system's going to capture that. Now, if a rep from company XYZ then goes to call that same person, the system can tell the rep if it's a good number or a bad number. Number five, find an excuse to talk to someone. Now, I'm not a believer in lying to your prospects. You'll need to be creative here. At InsideSales.com, we've approached prospects with an offer to be a guest on our Sales Secrets podcast using email or LinkedIn, which eventually requires us to have a conversation. Look, who doesn't want to participate in a podcast? Doesn't work every time, but it's a great way to have a conversation, get that phone number. The out-of-office email. Now, this is a hard time. It's tough when you want to try to figure out when someone's in office and when they're not, but they often will leave their number or the number of someone you could call to get their number. So when you send them an email and see that they're out of office, make sure you watch out for that. Number seven is asking connections in LinkedIn. Guys, it's a powerful tool, but only if you use it. Do you have any connections to that prospect that you're trying to reach? Would they be willing to actually give you their contact information? If yes, it's worth asking. I don't think we do that enough. Internet search. You might want to try searching the contact's name. This one's actually worked a couple times. With the term phone number, and you might be surprised if that doesn't work. I've had success actually searching the contact's name with the area code and then an asterisk next to it. Remember, that asterisk is a wild card, might help you get tighter results. So that sometimes can work as well. So those are a couple ideas when you're thinking about trying to get those direct dial phone numbers. So, so important. I don't know if there's an easy solution, but we've given you a couple ideas to see if you can't get a little better to best in class. Thanks.
Want more sales secrets? Go to salessecrets.io to receive copies of our latest research and best practice content to help you crush your quota.